This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. If you passed up the chance to see Beautiful, the Carole King musical, at the Ellen Eccles Theater last week, you missed the hottest touring show to hit Cache Valley in years. Beautiful is a biographical jukebox musical highlighting the early career of singer-songwriter Carole King. The show's score includes some of the best top 40 chart hits of the 1960s and 1970s, penned by King and her husband collaborator Jerry Goffin, and their songwriting rivals Cynthia Weil and Barry Mann. Luckily, the local Cache Arts organization provides an opportunity for us to see a fresh from Broadway production like this one each year. This time out, Cache Arts director Wendy Hassan booked us real smash. Beautiful absolutely sizzled from start to finish. The show was cleverly composed of dramatic vignettes of milestones in King's life, alternating with chorus members recreating performances of classic hits by golden-era pop artists like the Drifters, the Shirelles, Janelle Wood, Little Eva, and the Righteous Brothers. The acting was top-notch throughout the show, and the singing was out of this world. Broadway veteran Kennedy Caughill was perfect in the show's title role, especially when performing the hits from King's iconic 1970s album, Tapestry. She did so beautifully and in a voice that is reminiscent of King's, but much stronger. The same could honestly be said for most of the chorus members in Beautiful. Combined with gorgeous costumes and terrific lighting effects, their vocal talent made the show's production numbers sensational. I doubt that the audience members who gave Beautiful, the Carole King musical, standing ovations last week, will pass up the chance to see the next Broadway touring show that Cache Arts brings to Logan. You shouldn't either. While we're talking about exciting new theater experiences, the Grand Theater in Salt Lake City has scheduled the Utah premiere of the drama To Kill a Mockingbird this spring. This is renowned screenwriter Aaron Sorkin's controversial stage adaptation of Harper Lee's beloved 1960 novel. Sorkin's play takes a much harder look at protagonist Atticus Finch than a previous movie version of Harper Lee's novel did, and that edgier perspective prompted a legal battle with the late author's estate. With minor revisions, the show finally made it to Broadway and, with Jeff Daniels portraying Finch, was nominated for a Tony Award as Best Drama in 2019. Performances of To Kill a Mockingbird are slated at the Grand Theater on State Street in Salt Lake City from March 26th to April 11th. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.